Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
Well, dare I say it, but I think summer is actually with us now, with the temperature rising and many more hours of sunshine too. Elizabeth, is the sun good or bad for us then?
You think, Toby, of how the human race has evolved in terms of skin colour. The further north you are, the lighter your skin colour. And that was deliberate, so that exposure to a limited amount of sunshine would bring you benefit.
Is the benefit vitamin D then, or is there more to it than that?
When your skin is exposed to the sun, you release something called nitrous oxide. Now, that in turn dilates blood vessels and lowers your blood pressure. You also mentioned vitamin D, and that's produced on exposure of your skin to the sun. So yes, there are benefits from sun exposure.
But Elizabeth, what about cancer for skin then? Because I think that's caused by too much sunshine.
Yes, one of the problems is that because certainly the further north you go, the less exposure you're able to get, and experiencing perhaps, say, something like 2 weeks of intense sunshine, for example, going abroad, it's a bit of a disaster for your skin. Now, melanoma, that's the most common cancer. It's found young or adult population. Its incidence is very high in the geriatric population. It varies by sex. This factor is also associated with differences in where it's found on the body. Adolescent and young adult women have a higher incidence than men. That's probably due to the greater use of sunbeds, as well as intentional sun exposure among girls, and in general, risky behaviours, if you like, in seeking to suntan rather than covering up.
So, Elizabeth, what is your advice to listeners who might want to get out soaking the sun and top up their tan?
Well, unless told by, say, a consultant dermatologist that you must not expose your skin to the sun, I suggest a short time in the sun until your skin goes pink. Please do not burn. Now, that allows you to get the benefit of the sun without risking the detrimental effects. And after that, you need to cover up or wear factor 50. Now, bald heads and faces, I would advise factor 50 from the start. There are now many older people having to get sun damaged skin treated, really because years ago we just didn't have the information available to us. Wear a hat, use sunglasses. Any sunscreen over factor 30 will block the synthesis of vitamin D, so you may need to supplement. The government guidelines state 400 international units daily. Of course, if you're on medication for osteoporosis or bone disease, you're probably already taking such a supplement, so you wouldn't need to. So enjoy the sun, but just be sensible.
As always, some very helpful advice there. Elizabeth, if listeners would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And let's hope the sun keeps on shining this summer.
Thanks again, Toby.